¿Cómo está?
Hello, good evening. This is Diane. We are conducting a survey about youth substance use funded by the Minnesota Department of Human Services. Your responses will be used to support efforts that help youth in your community. And just to make sure we are speaking with people of all ages, could you please confirm, is your age between 21 to 29, from
yes.
30 to 49?
Yes.
So from 21 to 29, correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. What is your gender, please?
Trans.
Thank you. Now I'm going to ask you some questions about how often do you think teens in your school district use certain substances? If you are not sure of an answer, just give your best guess. Know that when we mention marijuana, we are referring to illegal use, not medical marijuana prescribed by a doctor. So the question says, how often do you think most teens in your school district drink alcohol such as beer, wine, or liquor? Would you say that never, or tried once or twice a year, once a month?
Never.
Never. Thank you. Next question says, how often do you think most teens in your school district use cannabis in any form, like marijuana, pot, weed, or concentrate in any form?
Would All you say the time. That?
Okay.
Are you including the teachers as well in the survey?
It's basically...
because you might want to add those in.
Yeah, they smoke a lot. They come in blasted. Their eyes are always bloodshot. It's crazy what my school is.
Okay. So would you say that daily, correct?
What?
Would you say that they daily use this substance?
Oh, yeah, 100%. I've seen one of them roll up in the middle of class. It was insane. I asked him if I could get ahead. He said, fuck no. It was really dumb.
Okay. Thank you.
I almost considered reporting him, but he let me roll my own.
I understand. So next question says, how often do you think most teens in your school district use vaping devices or e-cigarettes? Would you say never, tried once or twice, or once or twice a year, once a month, twice a month, once a week, or daily?
My teachers like ask us for our vape pens, and he hits it, and then he gives it back to us. It's crazy. He wants to try all of them, and he knows everyone has one. So I'd say it all the time, everyone.
Daily? Okay.
Oh, yeah. The teachers love it, too.
Okay, thank you. Now I'm going to read you a list of statements about youth substance use in your community. Please tell me if you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree with each one. So if you don't agree...
Wait, which school district are you referring to?
In general, the school district from your community.
Oh, okay.
All right, but so how do you know what school or community we belong to?
So at the end, it will ask you to which, because we are going to make a donation on your behalf. So at the end, it will ask you to which school district you prefer to make a donation. Okay?
Okay.
So for each statement, I will also ask you for your opinion about what most adults in your community think. So it might seem a little bit repetitive, but it will basically ask you for your community, most adults, parents, and your point of view yourself. So the first item or the first sentence says, most adults in my community think we should adopt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide you with marijuana. Would you say that you agree, disagree?
100% agree.
Okay. Next one says, my community should adopt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana.
Oh, I agree. My teacher gives me that shit all the time. I have to pay him. He's basically my plug at this point.
Okay. Next one says, most adults in my community think parents should not let teens vape or use e-cigarettes.
Dude, my parents tell me to buy some for my teacher. They give me this stuff. They're giving me
parents
the money.
Parents should legally be allowed to buy children vape.
So would you say with this statement that you agree or disagree with it?
Oh, agree.
Okay. Next one says, parents should not let teens vape or use e-cigarettes.
I disagree.
Okay. Next one says, most adults in my community think parents should not let teens use alcohol.
I disagree.
Okay. Next one says, most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping or using e-cigarettes.
No, I agree. I think they should alert them and then have them try it for like one time and see if they like it. And if they don't, then they should stand by that. And if they do,
keep it by.
Okay. Thank you. Next one says, most adults in my community think vaping or using e-cigarettes is never a good thing for teens to do.
I think it's 100% a bad thing.
Okay. So you are, you would say that you are not in agreement or in disagreement with this, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So next one says, most adults in my community think drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do.
Oh, they think it's an amazing thing for us to do. They want us to get blacked out.
So would you say that you agree or strongly agree?
Strongly agree.
Okay. Next one says, vaping or using e-cigarettes is never a good thing for teens to do.
Disagree.
Okay. Next one says, parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana.
I disagree.
Okay. Next one says, parents should not let teens use marijuana.
Wait, what?
Parents should not let teens use marijuana.
I disagree. They should let them.
Okay. Next one says, parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol.
Fully disagree.
Strongly disagree, you said?
Yep.
Okay. Next one says, most adults in my community believe adults who supply vape products or e-cigarettes to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Nah.
Would you say that you disagree or strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Okay. Next one says, and we're almost there. Thank you so much. Almost till the end. Most adults in my community think we should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or e-cigarettes.
I think they should give it to them.
Okay, so would you say
so
that
strongly
you
disagree?
Strongly disagree with the statement. Thank you. So next one says, parents should not let teens use alcohol.
Strongly disagree.
Next one says, my community should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or e-cigarettes.
Strongly disagree.
Okay. Next one says, my community should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol.
Strongly disagree. Alcohol is amazing.
Okay, next one says, most adults in my community think we should adopt or enforce laws to make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their old children with alcohol.
They should make it so the other people can buy it for them, yeah.
So would you say that you agree or disagree with it?
Strongly disagree.
Okay, strongly disagree. Thank you. Next one says, most adults in my community think using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do.
They think it's a great thing for teens to do. It's great after doing a test. It's great during a test. So strongly disagree.
Strongly disagree. Okay. Next one says, parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping or of using cigarettes.
Strongly disagree.
Okay. Next one, most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol.
Strongly disagree.
Okay, almost done. Thank you. Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana.
Are you repeating questions?
No. Some statements may vary for a few words. Some says most adults or most guardians in my community or I think. So it changes for a few wording. Depends on who is asking it. Yeah. So in this one, in this statement, would you say that you strongly agree, strongly disagree or agree?
You know, you can just put for everything that I strongly agree that teens should get alcohol and marijuana.
I understand. However, I need to read this verbatim. We're almost done. We are just a couple of questions away. So the next one says,
you could just, you know, when you're reading them off, just do what I just said. You can read them off still, but just mark off what I want, you know?
Okay.
You already know what I want. I want all the laws legal for teens to get the marijuana.
Okay. Let's go again. Let's go with this faster then, with the last question. Says, using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do. So would you say that you strongly
disagree?
It's always
disagree, a good thing.
Right? Okay.
Yep, strongly disagree.
Okay. Next one says, I believe adults who supply vape products or e-cigarettes to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Disagree.
Strongly.
Okay.
Most adults in my community think my parents should not let teens use marijuana.
Strongly disagree. They should.
Most adults in my community believe adults who supply alcohol to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Strongly disagree.
Okay. Next one. I believe adults who supply alcohol to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Which one do I answer for what I want?
So would you say you strongly disagree, correct?
Sure.
Okay. Next one and the last one from this series of statements says drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do.
Strongly disagree.
Strongly disagree. Okay. Now I'm going to ask you some questions about how you use the following substances, which are all legal for adults in Minnesota. If you are not sure of an answer, just give me your best guess. It says, how often do you drink alcohol, such as beer, wine, or liquor? Never.
Can you repeat that?
Yes. How often do you drink alcohol, such as beer, wine, or liquor?
Every day before college.
So daily, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. How often do you use marijuana in edible or drinkable form other than medical marijuana prescribed for you by a doctor? Would you say never?
I have my brownies in the oven right now, cooking some for the teacher.
Okay. So would you say daily, correct?